It's been called an urban planning nightmare. The concrete-dominant Pershing Square sits smack in the middle of downtown Los Angeles, and for many, it's considered an unwelcoming space, cut off from the gentrifying communities that surround it. Well, now there's a big push to redesign the park. Four final project designs remain, and they were unveiled earlier today. KCRW's Frances Anderton got a first-hand look. She's here with us now. She's, of course, the host of DNA here on KCRW, and she's with us for DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Let's do a little geography here. This is in the middle of downtown LA. The Biltmore Hotel is right across the street. It's near 6th Street, correct?
That's right, by Olivan Hill and 5th and 6th. That's right. But currently, if you're a guest at Biltmore and you step out, you have cars whizzing past you and you have essentially a wall opposite. You do not feel an invitation to a park that sits right in front of the Biltmore. So it's interesting that you cite the Biltmore because that's absolutely one of the surrounding institutions that is very much a factor in this conversation about this park in the center of downtown, which is throbbing with life. As we know, we've got 10,000 new units of residential going up. Thousands of people moving in to live there. They've got this dead space in the middle of it, and they want to change it.
And this is about four finalists who have gotten together now and are displaying their what they envision for this park that's been at the center of controversy for a while. And I want to say that I looked online and saw some of them. Many have caught my eye, but there's one that would transform this flat park and actually give it some artificial hills.
Yeah, there could be some earth moving if that scheme wins, yes. And in fact, there's four schemes. They're very different and they suggest different levels of undulation of land. And that particular one by Y and Civitas, yes, indeed, they do want the idea of a kind of rolling landscape. You have others that are, for example, by James Corman of Field Operations with Frederick Fisher and Partners. They designed Tongva Park in Santa Monica. They want more four quadrants and you can cross the park diagonally through these pathways that will be created by these quadrants. But two of the quadrants will be sloped. One of those slopes will turn into a performance area. One of the big issues that comes out in the designs as you look at them is to what extent is this park going to be programmed, as in it's going to be filled with activities that attract people to the space, and to what extent is it going to be grassy and lush and shady and
just
a place.
Which is what you think of a park, right?
When you think of a park, that's what you think of. You think of a place to go and sit on a bench and have a sandwich and watch the world go by. But today, increasingly, there's a difference in philosophy, actually, within the kind of design and public space design profession, which is to what extent it's about filling it with activities at every moment of the day and to what extent it's a bucolic place to be.
Filling it with activity, but the one thing that has been done in the past with Pershing Square was filling it with parking. And they built a parking deck, famously or infamously, underneath Pershing Square, right? So they made additional parking for downtown LA. I suspect that's not going to go away.
The parking is the elephant in the room. The parking is the question that every single team has taken on. You have the team Agence Terre and team, they say that for them, the solution is radical flatness. They're going to take away that top layer of the parking. They're going to bring the park down. So you step out of the Biltmore and you just walk straight into the park. You have another team, which is SWA and Morphosis, and they're saying, rebuild the entire parking structure all together. It's a dinosaur of an institution. You've got all those parking ramps that to get into it that block your access to the park. The whole thing is badly designed. They want to just get rid of it altogether. There's another team that says, take part of one layer of the parking, turn it into an area where makers show their work, that it becomes an active space. So what's really interesting about this competition, I would say, is that you have four tip-top teams that are really, because there's been a lot of public outreach, because tonight 1,200 people are going to go and see them present, because you and everyone else can go online and look at images and comment, there's been this very strong engagement with the public in the process that has really given us an opportunity to see how designers think about problems that are presented to them.
What about money? Who's going to pay for this? Who's paying for this right now?
Well, currently, businesses who surround Pershing Square, they already are contributing to the upkeep of the present park. In terms of the competition for the new one, there was seed money that came from the city and from a business called McFarlane Partners. They coughed up the money for the competition, paying the designers. And then Southwest Airlines stepped in with a grant for community outreach. That grant will continue to cover future community outreach once a designer's been picked, a winning designer. The next stage is pulling together an alliance of private and public monies. And that is going to be a challenge. But the point of the competition, the point of all the outreach, is to stimulate interest in the solution so that businesses will step up and say, yes, my business will improve if thousands of people are drawn to this delightful destination.
Well, you have a chance to see it tonight at the Palace Theatre, correct? All four of these plans.
Yes, although they've now got a wait list. They've got already over 1,200 people have signed up for 1,200 spaces.
So if you go to the Palace, you're going to be turned away.
But not necessarily. They're not saying don't come. They're just saying be aware you'll be on a wait list. But that's not to say don't try, because we all know that people sign up for things and don't show up. In fact, you don't even have to go to the Palace Theatre tonight. Just go to kcrw.com/DNA blog, and there you will find that we are showing the four schemes. And we should add that cutoff for comments is May 4th.
May the 4th. All right. Frances Anderson, host of KCRW's Design and Architecture with DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.